Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone who's listening. And if you're new to my podcast, welcome. And if you're wondering who I am, well, my name is Sarah Mukorongo, also known as iMusic Criticism. And I make podcast episodes, especially podcast episodes about Dreamfairy Kids. You see, what I'm trying to show to everyone is that there is more to music than just the beats. It is about the meaning behind the lyrics. So if you're interested in my podcast, you can just follow me and yeah, know more about me, know about Dreamfairy Kids, and yeah. Thank you. Let's get to it. So today I'll be talking about 2014 Forest Hills Drive by J. Cole, known as the album that went platinum with no features. So yeah, my topic is reasons why 2014 Forest Hills Drive by J. Cole is one of the best albums of all time. So, reason number one is collaboration with other music labels. According to Wikipedia, 2014 Forest Hills Drive is the third studio album by American rapper J. Cole. It was released on December 9, 2014 by Bystorm Entertainment, Columbia Records, Dreamville Records, and Roc Nation. So, Roc Nation is owned by Jay-Z, who is considered to be the best rappers of all time as stated by Wikipedia. The fact that he's regarded as one of the world's most significant cultural icons means that he is somehow responsible for the album to be a huge success. Moreover, he was J. Cole's mentor and he signed J. Cole to his record label. Hence, if Jay-Z didn't sign J. Cole to his label, then some of us wouldn't know who J. Cole is. And J. Cole would not be considered as the 16th most famous musician in the world as stated by FameFlux.com. And the fact that Dreamville was founded by J. Cole and his Sudanese-American manager Ibrahim Ahmad means that J. Cole also contributed more on his album 2014 Forest Hills Drive to become a success. Yes! Right. Second reason is the album received different types of awards. So, as stated by Wikipedia, the album received generally positive reviews from critics who admired its ambitious concept, production, and lyrics. Whew. The album debuted at number one on the US Billboard 200, selling 353,000 copies in its first week. It was nominated for Best Rap Album at the 2016 Grammy Awards. It won Album of the Year at the 2015 BET Hip Hop Awards. It was Top Rap Album at the 2015 Billboard Music Awards. The single apparently was nominated for Best Rap Performance at the 58th Grammy Awards. As of September 2015, the album has sold 1 million copies in the United States. And the album was certified triple platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America on May 30, 2019. It went platinum with no features, you know. So yeah. As I have stated, this proves why J. Cole is one of the best rappers of all time, singer, songwriter, and record producer. Third reason is relevance of the title. According to Wikipedia, the album's title is the address of a home in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where Cole lived from his early youth until 2003. Cole lived at the property with his mother, his brother, and his stepfather, and was the location where Cole wrote some of his earliest songs and decided to pursue a career as a musician. The property was soon foreclosed on after Cole departed Fayetteville to attend St. John's University in New York City. From my point of view, the album is based on J. Cole's personal experience because the album's title is where Cole lived from his early youth until 2003. Moreover, this is where he wrote his earliest songs, hence this influenced him to become a rapper. This means that the album really means a lot to J. Cole because it reminds him of his past and how he has never given up to become a successful rapper. As stated by Wikipedia, in 2014, Cole bought the house and was the first home he had purchased. The album's title is used to recount Cole's upbringing and the transition from leaving North Carolina to New York. It battles with the transitions that were taken in order to find the success and fame within the music industry. Cole soon put the home up for an extremely cheap renting price in the hope that any struggling residents could use it to progress their lives without having to worry about frequent moving, an experience Cole underwent due to frequent financial struggles. Wow. We can see that J. Cole was struggling with money, hence despite the struggle, he still rose to success. It motivates us that no matter what life throws at you, whether good or bad, we should not give up on our dreams. Moreover, the fact that Cole put the home up for an extremely cheap renting price for struggling residents means that he cares about other people's lives and wants to help them. Hence, one of the reasons why I believe the song Love Yours was written. Fourth reason is the importance of the lyrics available in the album. So the track list includes number 1, intro, number 2, January 28, number 3, Wet Dreams, number 4, 3, Adolescence, number 5, A Tale of Two Cities, number 6, Fire Squad, number 7, Saint Tropez, number 8, GOMD, number 9, No Role Models, number 10, Hello, number 11, Apparently, number 12, Love Yours, and 18, Note to Self. Right, according to an interview by Andres Tardio on March 17, 2015, he mentioned how J. Cole breaks down the track for Tavis Smiley. So, Love Yours was certainly held as one of the standout cuts of J. Cole's late 2014 album, 2014 Forest Hills Drive. The song means a lot to Cole because he says it symbolizes the message he tried to convey on the album, which is happiness. So, J. Cole said, "When I was young, I thought success was all I needed. That's what was going to bring happiness," Cole told Tavis Smiley. Cole went on to say, "When those things came, the happiness wasn't there. I realized why that was. There was such an attempt to achieve these things, to keep going, that you lose sight of the people and the blessings you have around you."
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing.
From my point of view, I believe that the title Love Yours means love yourself, because we often compare our lives to other people or we feel like we're not good enough, yet we do not know the full story. I can relate to this because I thought I was not good enough. This song obviously has a great impact on my life and other people's lives because it teaches us to embrace who we are and love ourselves. Moreover, where it says being broke was better means that one could have all the money in the world, but that will not bring happiness. This probably means that whatever decision you make, do it because you're happy, not because of the money. Not because of the money, okay? Yeah. The title of the song, January 28th, is making reference to J. Cole's birthday since he was born on January 28, 1985. 1985, you arrived. So yeah. From the lyrics, he said, It acts like a motivational song to himself that he will not give up until he makes a million off a rap tune. And obviously, the song also celebrates his birthday. So, yeah. The title of the song apparently seems to be making reference to J. Cole's Christianity, where it says,
I keep my head high. I got my wings to carry me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me.
Moreover, on verse 1, he talks about his past life at Forest Hills and how he regrets leaving his mother alone.
Think back to Forest Hills, no perfect home, but the only thing like home I've ever known, until they snatched it from my mama and foreclosed her on a loan. I'm so sorry that I left you there to deal with that alone.
The use of the word only clearly means that it was the only place he could call home because his mother lived at Forest Hills. Moreover, the use of the word sorry clearly shows that he feels really bad for leaving his mother at Forest Hills. Hence, they have a very close relationship. This shows that family means everything to J. Cole. Conclusion. Collaboration with other music labels, receiving different types of awards, relevance of the title and importance of the lyrics are the reasons why 2014 Forest Hills Drive by J. Cole is one of the best albums of all time. So yeah, this concludes my podcast. Have a good day and bye.